Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, T-Bone Tweetum. Hit him up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank all my listeners out there on today. We know God is good, and he is. I say it again, he is worthy to be praised. You know, we can pray, we'll praise him just because he give us something. You know, he give us a new car, he give us a new house, you know, give us a new mansion, and give us a new man. But how about just praising God for who he really is? Glory to God. Just praise him because he kept you alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. And it, just praise him just because of his glory and his goodness and his grace, his mercy upon you. You know, sometimes we can praise him for all sorts of stuff, but we can just praise him just for who he is and how he made you and he made this world. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I know you can strike up a praise out of that. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead on. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to give glory to the Lord, thou God, and I'm going to get into my announcements. I want to encourage you. On Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, awesome woman of God. You need to come and hear her. Her show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. An awesome woman of God. Praise the house down. Amen. Take the devil and sling him by the tail up against the wall. That's what you want. Hallelujah. You know, we're living in some days now where we need more prayer, more prayer, more prayer. Amen. You know, it's a lot of everybody wanting to preach, but nobody wants to pray. Oh, good God Almighty. I'm going to say that again. Everybody wants to preach, but nobody wants to pray. Hallelujah. Well, you know, if you're going to preach, then you can pray too. It's all right. Glory to God. Preaching and prayer will work together. Glory to God. But come on in here, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, on Saturday. Amen. An awesome, awesome, awesome message that she bring forth. Glory to God. And on Sunday, we are called the Hour Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I am the first Hour Power. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you come over here and expect a word from the Lord, that's just what you're going to get. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't water it down. We don't shake it up and see if it rolls. We don't do none of that. Glory to God. We're going to give you the word of God from the word of God. Glory to God. Because he said, I add nor take nothing away from my word. Hallelujah. You know, it's something when you quote a scripture sometimes and you know, as being who you are, you can hear other people saying, yeah, they quoting it too. That's right. You quote that word and believe it, receive it, let it get down in your glory to God. Hallelujah. So you won't add and you won't take nothing away from God's word. Hallelujah. And the next Hour of Power, you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She's also an author. And so I want you to go and purchase her first book. She has it on Facebook. And if you can't get online, you know, contact Prophetess Martha, Minister Michelle Wilson, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse, any of us. We will get you to where you need to go to get Minister Elaine's book. So there's no excuse. Hallelujah. Because some have our personal number. So, yeah, you can still call and we'll get you there. We'll get you there. You can purchase the book and we'll show you how to tell you how to download. We'll tell you all of that. So, hey, there's no excuse. She has the next book coming out soon. And I encourage you to get the first one first and then get the second one. Hallelujah. That way you can stay on track. You'll know what she's doing and what she's writing about. Awesome author. Amen. This book will just, it'll light your life. I encourage you to get it. And if you move on down just a little bit further, on Tuesday we have our Power Impact Team. One word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes that's all it takes. Just one word, Lord. One word from you, Lord, that'll make everything all right. Good God Almighty. They come on Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They're also a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader. Now, if you need help, you can inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Apostle Yvonne, I'm sorry, it'll be Prophetess Yvonne Riles on Facebook, and it'll be Pastor Joseph Riles. And if you can go on there and inbox any of us, and we can get you there still if you can't get there. And if you just want to talk to them and, you know, there's some things on your heart, you know, you can talk to any of us if you want to. And if you don't, I know how some people just prefer certain people, you know. But God has no respect of person. Hallelujah. We were trained by the best. Oh, my God, that's what I'm talking about. So if you just want to talk to them, just get in contact with us. We will connect you with them. Glory to God. And, right then it won't cost you nothing. You'll have to talk to them about whatever else comes next. Hallelujah, if you want more sessions. But I encourage you to go ahead, amen, and inbox them and let them know that you need help. It's something wrong with needing help. Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah. And it's also something wrong with not getting help. Now, when you get help, then there's nothing wrong with that. Now, good God Almighty, come on now. Hey, amen. We're stirring in some pots and cooking up some groceries on the day. So come on in and get in where you fit in and let God be God in your life. And I also want to encourage you to partner. You know, it only costs $25 or more. Like I said, you can go in a restaurant. By the time you eat, you sit in, you dine in, you know, and everything. And by the time they bring you your bill, it's almost $25. I'm not talking for two people. I'm talking for one person almost. It's $25. So this is not really asking really a whole lot. You can sow in any of the ministries you want to sow in. All of us are under the same umbrella. Glory to God. But when it rains on one, it's raining on us all. Hey, look out now. So I encourage you. So go ahead and become a partner and sow, hallelujah. And for those of you who say you already sow, well, understand. Just ask God for an increase. Say, Lord, I want to increase my giving. You know, sometimes we can stay the same, doing the same old, year after year after year after year. Hallelujah. And if you do nothing different, then you get nothing different. That's just the way it works, hallelujah. But if you want to do something different, then guess what? You'll get some different results. But if you do the same thing year after year, you get the same results. Nothing changes. Ah, my God, my God. So we keep all these announcements in mind and remember to, you know, sow into the ministries and let God be God in your life. And if you sow it, I want you to increase. You know, we're in a season of increase. And God is going to increase some people, amen, that really, really want to sow. There are some that says, I know it. I hear you. Oh, she's talking about money again. Well, it's okay. Hallelujah. It's all right. You know, let me understand what I'm saying. You know, you want more, so you got to do more. Hallelujah. That's just where you are. You want more, got to do more. Because understand, God is a good paymaster. He's going to pay us anyway. Not anyway, but anyway. He's going to pay us anyway. Glory to God. He's going to take care of us. Because he said in his word, never seen a righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. So that means we ain't got to beg, because he's going to give us all the bread we need. He'll give us all the tea in China. Glory to, oh, good God Almighty. So let me just help you out with that. But he wants you to be blessed. He want to get you blessed. And sometimes you're going to have to do something. You know, you're going to have to increase your givings. Now is the time to increase your givings. You know, you need to ask God, say, Lord, how much more do I need to give? And he will tell you. Hallelujah. You know, just don't give frivolously to anybody, you know, but ask him, Lord, am I supposed to give here? Or am I supposed to give there? Hallelujah. I saw someone outside, amen. I was at a store one day, and I saw this perfectly healthy gentleman, really. He looked like he was healthy. And he said he needed food for his child and his wife, you know. He needed money to collect food. Well, let me help you out with that. Sometimes God don't lead you to do that because guess what? There are people out there just don't want to work, don't want to do nothing, and they just collecting money, you know. And so me, I'm going to ask, Lord, do I give or do I not? And I'm going to take the time to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because after somebody else came and somebody else, and then after, you know, he got some money from somebody that gave him some, and I'm watching him. And so he went in the store. Well, when he went in the store and came out, I didn't see him with nothing. I don't know if he bought, you know, cigarettes or what. I don't know what he bought. I didn't see nothing. Hallelujah. And if he wanted food, then at that point, he should have went in the store. You know, he might have went somewhere to a restaurant, but I saw him walk away. but I didn't see where he went after that. So, you know, you just have to be careful about that thing because, you know, it's a lot of people conning folks and doing different things. So that's why you got to have the discerning of the spirit. If he said do it, then do it. And if he said don't do it, then don't do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So keep all those announcements in mind and know that Jesus is Lord all the time, not some of the time. Amen. I know I went through them a little bit quick. You know, but if you need any help with what I announced, then you can just hit me up. Amen. And I'm sure there will be a couple that will hit me up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So we're going to go ahead. Amen. If you have a prayer request, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, don't need prayer, you know, and don't call. Go ahead and press the 1. I don't want to know your name. All you got to do is tell me where you're calling from, because we want to know what, and your prayer request. We want to know what part of the world we're reaching. All the other, you don't have to call your name. And if they did know who you are, forget that. You know, they probably need prayer themselves and didn't press the 1. But guess what? God will honor that when you press the 1. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. Oh, good God Almighty. So you don't have to fear to press the 1. He'll be there. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. If they know you, that's good. And if they call you and say, well, you know, I heard you on the line and you called and pressed the 1 for prayer, you know what you need to tell them? Say, that's okay. Jesus is still Lord. And let it go. Don't argue. Don't fuss about it. You ain't even got to tell them, yeah, I'm going through. You don't even have to tell them none of that. Because if they heard it, then guess what? They know what it was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But don't tell all your business now. This is live. So don't tell it all. Just tell me your prayer request. And if you need more, you know, prayer, then you can call me later on, or you can go on Facebook and inbox me, and I will get back with you. Amen. Well, nobody pressed the 1, so guess what? We're going to move on down the road. Glory to God. While we're moving on down the road, go ahead and turn to 2 Samuel chapter 13. 2 Samuel chapter 13. That's where I'm going to be coming from. The title of this message is Listening to Ungodly Counsel. Glory to God. You know, some people listen at other people telling them stuff, and they'd rather hear it from somebody else than to hear it from somebody who knows the word and knows what God said do and knows things. And some just don't want to hear that. They want to go and really get their fleshly desires met instead of hearing the real deal. Oh, my God. Instead of hearing the real deal. So we're going to go on, amen, with prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for those that are on the line, oh God. Let them have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we bind all distractions, Lord God, out of their way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so they can grab hold to this word and hide it in their heart, so they won't sin against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we know, Lord, that you're in control, Father, of every word that's spoken. We know, Lord God, that you will bring it to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, on today, Lord, because we know you to be a mighty God. We know of what a mighty God we serve. We don't serve a half God. We serve a mighty God. And everything that we need is in you, oh Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we know your word, Lord God, and it shall not pass away, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for those that need a healing on this land, oh God. Lord, heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord God. Some who are angry and upset with some things, Lord God, that's going on in their life, God, and some things that happened back in the past, Lord God. We know, Lord God, if they can confess it, Lord God, you can heal it. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you can heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for healing those in their mind, Lord God, that has the wrong mindset, Lord, that don't know you, Lord God, and think they're living, Lord God, right. But God, we thank you, and we come against that spirit on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for healing those, Lord God, who are hurting, Lord God, one way or the other. Those that are hurting, who've lost loved ones, God, we pray for their strength right now, in the name of Jesus, to be absent in the body, is to be present with the Lord. So Father, we decree and we declare right now that you give them peace, Lord God, from the inside out, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, it can look on the outside that we're okay and doing okay, but on the inside, we're tore up from the floor up. So, Father, I ask you to work this thing on from the inside out, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and every one, Lord. Lord, bless them, Lord God, as they need, Lord God, as they ask you, Lord God, for whatever they may need of, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Some may need finances. Some may need healing in their physical body, Lord God. Some may need a mental healing, Lord. So, Father God, I release it right now over the airwaves, Lord, to receive it. Oh, my God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, God is a good paymaster. Hallelujah. I was just talking earlier about, you know, when you seed and you sow, he give it back double. Amen. I've known, you know, a couple of things that were spoken. There was someone, amen, hallelujah, that I know, and they came to me and they talked to me. They said, well, you know what, you know, they were saying this and they were saying that, amen. I won't tell the whole story, but I'll tell part of it. You know, and they sit down and they talk to me and they say, you know what, I need my money. I said, well, let me help you out. You're going to get that money. You'll get it this week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, he's going to release it. I said, you know, and I went in prayer for it. And I said, Lord, you know they need it. I said, Lord, release it. Now, let it come by that they release it now in the name of Jesus. Well, they called me on yesterday and told me that they got it. Said, oh, you know what you're talking about. I said, I'm not no lying prophet. If it ain't so, I wouldn't tell you. Hallelujah. And they released it. Hallelujah. So you just never know what God will do for you. Glory to God. Because guess what? Hallelujah. When you release what's in your hand, then guess what? He will bring it back to you. He'll give you even more. Huh? He says, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold return. What return do you want to be in? 30, 60, or 100? Oh, my God, my God. Let's get on in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to read 2 Samuel chapter 13. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amon, the son of David, loved her. Now understand, we're dealing here with some kin folks. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. We're dealing here in this situation with some kin folks. Let's just kick it back just a little bit. Amen. You know, David, in chapter 12, David had did some things that was ungodly. He had put the Naaman on the front line to be killed, you know, because he wanted his wife. Hallelujah. So the Lord told him because he did that and he did wrong, and his family will be in turmoil for the rest of their life. Glory to God. So he was going to have to go through some stuff because of what he did. You know, understand, amen, what you do, it don't only come down on you, but it goes back on your children, and then it goes on down the line. They drop it off at the children, and then they keep on going. They keep on going. That's them generational curses in there. So just be careful about what you do. If you have done stuff back in the day or whatever, you know, hallelujah, and you think it passed on the generation, then you got to ask God, Lord, help me to break this generation. Because I look back, and I think back, and things that, you know, I've done, you know, I know, you know, he cast it in the sea of forgiveness, but I want to make sure that that generational curse don't pass on to my children, and, you know, on down the line and their children. It needs to stop. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So that's what I want to make sure of. Glory to God. Now, let's keep reading here. Now, he had a fair sister. So David had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. In other words, this was Absalom's sister. And understand that Amnon was her half-brother. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. This is her half-brother also. He was two brother and sister children. Yeah, let's put it like that. Glory to God. David was the father of Amnon, Absalom, and he was also the father of Tamar. Now, all these are kin people right here together. You know, the devil is busy, and he's cunning, too. So you have to be careful, okay? Let's move on down to verse 2. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. You see right here, fell in love with his own sister. He thought he was, but it wasn't nothing but lust. He was lusting after his own sister. So you know he wasn't a godly person. You know, that sort of thing happens today. Out of all the women out there he could have had now, he lusting after his own sister because she was a virgin, right? Oh, my God, my God. Come on, now. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, if they get on down, they second cousin, third cousin, fourth, to my dad, no kids. Blood is blood. That blood is death. I don't care what kin they is. You know, back in the day, you know, mama and them, like mother and them, let me just say it right, okay, mother, okay, they would say, well, you know, you some kin, and we call them cousin whatever. Well, if they call them cousin whatever, then guess what? That's going to be my cousin, okay? I'm going to let it go like that. I don't even have to know what kin they are on down the road, you know. People talk some crazy stuff when they get to talking about, well, you know what, if they on down the road, they ain't no kin. Yes, they are still. They still got that same blood. And if they say they some kin, then them old people know what they're talking about. Let it go. Out of all the women and all the men you can have, you don't have to want stuff. But look right here. This was his half sister. Oh, God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on now. Verse 3, but Ammon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man. In other words, he was crafty. Now, this was David's brother's son, okay? He was his ace. He was let's just say, he was the one who stood by him, Amnon. He watched over Amnon, you know, and he would help him out and talk to him, but he wasn't no good. Glory to God. But look what he's been to do. Let's move on now to verse 4. And he said unto him, why art thou being the king's son? Lean from day to day. Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother's Absalom's sister. Well, look right here. He didn't never say that that was his half-sister, right? He didn't say it. He said his brother Absalom's sister, but that was still his sister, half-sister. They just had two mothers. You know, they were different. They had different moms. Hallelujah. But David was a dad. Come on now. It's still blood. So you got to be careful about that. Listen, he said, you're not going to tell me what's going on? He said, you look so little. You done lost weight. What's going on with you? He said, you're so sad. What is it? Tell me. You're not going to tell me. You know, I'm your friend. I'm your ace. I'm going to stand by you. What's going on? So when he began to tell him about what was going on, he noticed, like I said again, he didn't say that this I'm in love with my half-sister. He said Absalom's sister. But really, it was his, too, because they were blood. Hallelujah. All the women and men, I just think about it. You don't have to go with kinfolk. Hallelujah. I'm telling you now. If you're doing it, you need to quit. Hallelujah. Now, it ain't too legit to quit. You need to quit. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat. And dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. You see right there, taking ungodly counsel. Now, you know, if he was really a godly man, he said, listen, you ain't got no business going with your cousin. Going with your half-sister, man. That's your half-sister. But instead, he encouraged it because he was crafty. He was a subtle, cunning, crafty, clever man, knowing how to get what he want, and he wanted it. Didn't matter. He was going to get it in the wrong way. So understand. Be careful who you're asking for, you know, information. Be careful who you're telling to help you out with things. You know, people will rather take ungodly counseling than to take counseling from those who really, really know. You know, as we were learning the other night, and, you know, not the other night, but one day last week, amen, we have minister's class on Tuesday night, amen. If you want to join, you need to call Apostle Yvonne Riles, amen, and she will tell you, huh, and Pastor, what you need to do, amen. And so, and Pastor was talking about how, you know, you go and take something from someone who've only been married. It was kind of funny, amen. He said 3 years and 3 years. I think he said 3 years and 4 days and He said so many hours. It was kind of funny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll go and take some counseling from somebody who has not even been married that long, but then you won't take counseling from somebody who's been married over 36 years that can tell you, amen, how they made it over, how they made it under, how they made it through. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to check yourself. I'm not going to take counseling from somebody who just, now understand, if you're somebody who just got saved, I'm not going to take counseling from somebody who just got saved, you know. And I was watching this movie, amen, and this girl coming in, she was trying to tell them all about the Lord, and she was telling them, now, this is what the Lord said in the Bible said. And her family said, you must be just going to Bible study. Come on, don't forget now. You just got saved, okay? You just got saved, you know. And they said, don't forget, I had to go the other week and pick you up from the police station because you was down there. They got you for driving drunk. So after they told her that, she threw up her finger and walked on out. See, she was a new babe trying to tell them the word. And they was trying to tell her, come on now, you know, you ain't telling the truth. You need to talk about what happened to you, or you don't know what you're talking about. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 6. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight that I may eat at her hand. But you see, back in verse 7, okay, he told him, he said, listen, you said Absalom's sister, okay, but you're going to have to tell David to let your sister come and give you something to eat so you can eat it. Because he was saying it. Now, if you just call Absalom's sister, then he going to know something's going on. So, you see, Jonadab wasn't giving good advice. He was not. He wasn't. He would have told him, he said, hold up, man. Nah, we going to pray about this situation and ask God to send you another woman. But he didn't. He's so cunning and crafty. He wanted to tell, he was telling him how to go about doing things the wrong way. You see what I'm talking about? Don't listen to that ungodly counsel and be careful about that. And then if you got somebody who rarely ever goes, you know, they just like today to serve the Lord, you know, every now and then, just to make sure I'm all right, you know, just to go, amen, in church to see what everybody wore. You know, that sister wore past the Lettos the other weekend, and she wore a dress too short, and she didn't have on no stockings, and she sit up on the front row and they had to give her something to cover herself up. And that's what you don't listen to them. Hallelujah. They're going for the wrong reasons. Okay, let's move on. So he was telling him, so you know, he was telling her what to do and how to do, lay on the bed sick, so she'll come in there and she will give you something, you know, cook you something to eat. See, he was telling him how to get his own sister. Now, ain't that something? I listening at him with his crafty and cunning self. Hallelujah. And he wasn't a man of God, because you can tell he wasn't even told him that in the beginning. You know, let's move on to verse 7. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, go now to thy brother's Amnon's house and dress him meat. So David didn't suspect that that's what he was up to. You know, he saw it and he was sick. He had lost weight. He was on the bed, you know. He didn't eat. That's what it was. He wanted them to think he was sick so he could, you know, get them to let her come in. Because, you know, David was going to feel sorry for him and thinking that she could help him. By letting, you know, her go in and cook him something to eat. So he didn't suspect that, because if he ever suspected it, he wouldn't have never let her went in there. See, she was a virgin. And then those days, those women stayed, they kept them away from the men. They worked with the men. They were locked up in a special place. You know, they kept in a special place in their own place. They wasn't coming around the men like that. They were kept over there until, you know, they got a husband or whatever. So they were not exposed to men like that. And see, he knew that, and he knew it would have been a shame if he'd have tried to go over in there what it was, because he probably would have got killed. So he knew he couldn't do that. That's what he was talking about. I know I couldn't do that. So let's move on to verse 9. That's 8. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down, and she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight. And did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him. But he refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out, all men from me. And they went out, every man from him. Okay, she went and cooked the food. She wasn't expecting him, you know, to do what he did to her. She cooked his food and she laid it out before him, you know, okay, here you go, eat it. You know, especially coming from her own brother, okay, her half-brother, you know. Come on, she wasn't expecting that. And she laid it out before him, and he told all everybody in there, you know, he was up to no good. Think about it. Because he told everybody in there, get out, because he didn't want nobody, hallelujah, he didn't need nobody to go and tell what had happened. And he wasn't going to do that in front of them, because he knew they were going to go tell it. Hallelujah. But one thing you got to understand, what you do in the dark, it's going to come to the light. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring me meat into the chamber that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber to Amnon, her brother. See, he was already plotting, and what a name, Jonadab had already told him what he need to do and how he need to do it. They were cunning and crafty. And you know, that's not right. You have to be careful about that. You know, and also, I know these people were keying here, but you have to be careful about that, women, when you go in men houses. Be careful about that. He said, well, come on, let's go. Don't go in the bedroom, none of that. Hallelujah. And you need to be away from there about 10 o'clock, you know. Hallelujah. I won't say that part right there. But anyway, you have to be away from there by 10 o'clock, because I'm going to tell you something. When everything gets quiet and then you get settled, then that's when the devil wants to creep. So be careful about that. You know, you can still be a godly woman and date. Hallelujah. But you just got to know your limitations. Don't let nobody fool you. Yeah, you can be a single woman and still date. Hallelujah. So let me help you out a little bit. Amen. And coming soon. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go into some details. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're planning it, so it's coming. Hallelujah. You don't lay your head on his chest and get comfortable. Glory to God. You don't do that. Hallelujah. Let's move on. I'm going to go away from that. Hallelujah. Let's move verse 11. Hallelujah. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come, lie with me, my sister. See, he was trying to make, now he's going to call her his sister. And you ought to know, he ought to knew better. He knew better. Lie with me, my sister. That was his flesh. That had nothing to do, amen, with God whatsoever. That was his pure flesh. He didn't love her, because if he loved her, he wouldn't have never did what he did to her, telling her to come and lay down with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, listen, women, don't do it. Don't do it, and don't do it. Hallelujah. You know, you can date, like I said, and still be a godly woman. Just because they ask you to do certain things, you don't have to do it. Hallelujah. That's the thing about it. And if it gets too hot and heavy, let me tell you what you need to get up and leave. Glory to God. Yes, I did say that. Get up and leave. Hallelujah. You got to learn to have that walk away spirit. Say, this is not God, and I'm not going to get involved with this. No, I love God more than I love you, so I got to go. You got to learn how to do that. I know some say they biological clock ticking, hallelujah, glory to God. Who told you all that? You listen at what they say a lot, you know, and, well, I need to be married by 60. I need to be married by, I say, 65. I need to be married before I turn 50. I need to be married before I turn a certain age. No, you know what you need to do? You need to pray, wait on God, and let him send them. Because guess what? He ain't going to give you nobody that you cannot live with. There's so many times when you go and do things on your own, then you can get that person, you marry them, and you can't live with them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Let's go to verse 12. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. She was saying, don't do this. This is sin. This thing cannot happen. This was forbidden in Israel. Don't do it. She was trying to tell him, don't do it, my brother. Don't do it. And let's move on to verse 13. And I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, or he will not withhold me from thee. In other words, she didn't want to be shamed. She told him, go and ask the king. You know, she said, don't do this. Please don't do this. She just didn't want him to do that because she knew what was coming next. Then she was going to really, really feel bad, and it was going to hurt her because she was a virgin. And he wouldn't listen to her. Oh, he wanted what he wanted, and that was it. Women, you don't have to. I don't care if they want what they want. You better learn how to walk out that door. Stop being foolish and falling for anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. I know I have some people that's listening on today. Glory to God. And y'all like, my God, my God. Yeah, but you want to live for the Lord. You don't want to. Here's the thing. You don't want to fall. If you fall for that, then you'll fall for anything. So things will start going really bad. You've been celibate all these years, so don't start falling for anything. You know, some women got a good game, but some men got a very good game. Glory to God. And because you hadn't talked to anyone or you hadn't been with anybody in so long, so many years, some said, well, this must be the one then. Did you ask God, is this the one? The Lord, is thou the one that you sent? If not, then send him on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, see, let me tell you something. Once you pray, and he will tell you, because I know there was someone that I met, and I said, Lord, I said, show me something about this young man. You know, he was talking a good game. I put the Lord on him. Go ahead, Lord, show. And, man, what he showed me, I said, oh, my God. I said, good Lord. I did tell somebody about it, but guess what? I said, no one I threw the number away and lost the number. They always want to get your number, put it in their phone. Right? No, not this one. I said, no, you write it down on this piece of paper here. Glory to God. And that's what I did. Hallelujah. I thought, you can write it on this piece of paper. But God showed me some stuff. Oh, my God. After that, I said, that's why I lost the number, Lord. Thank you. Amen. You got to be willing to ask the Lord, Lord, who is it? Or what is it? Lord, about him. Glory to God. Don't be scared. Because if he show you something, then that means that's not the person for you. And you keep on moving, and he'll send you somebody. Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 14. How about he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. In other words, he overpowered her. And he did it anyway. He made her lay with him, her own brother. Can you imagine what that did to her mind? Can you imagine what that did to her heart? She was heartbroken, her own brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 15. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred were with the he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise and be gone. You see what he did after all that? And guess what he did? Amen. He going to tell her to get out. Okay? But then, listen, understand, these were kinfolks, right? But, you know, these things do happen like this in the world. But, you know, you got to be careful not to put yourself in those situations. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can put yourself in them situations, well, I know he ain't going to hurt me. No, you don't know that. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, they want what they want. Hallelujah. Don't matter how they have to get it. They just want what they want. So listen, don't let anybody overpower you like that. Hallelujah. Don't be put yourself in those situations to where these things come about. Just remember that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 16. And she said unto him, there is no cause. This evil is sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. See, she was trying to tell him, don't do that, because you send me away like that. You know, people are going to notice you and what you did, and you're sending me away like that, so don't do that. You know, she kept trying to talk to him and talk some sense into him. But guess what? He was not hearing what she had to say. So, you know, he wasn't no godly man either. Come on now. He wasn't godly. First of all, if he was, he wouldn't have did what he did to his half-sister. He wouldn't have. Glory to God. Don't put yourself in predicaments such as, hallelujah. Then he called his servants that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me and bolt the door after her. See, he wanted to throw her out and bolt the door. Now, you know what they'll do? Amen. They'll go and talk about you to somebody. Amen. That's the way they normally do it. Amen. That's the world's way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They'll go and talk about you to somebody, and they'll spread it to somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. So don't put yourself in no predicament. Don't do that. And she had a garment of diverse colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparelled. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. Now you could imagine she was heartbroken. My own brother, oh my God, my own brother, my own half brother. And then look what he doing to me, kicked me out and bolted the door. It's awful. And can you imagine how she was crying and how she was really, really upset, especially it was a family member, you know? They were family, like family. But he, come on, he fell in love. He didn't fell in love. It was just lust of the flesh, that's all. And it just got him in a mess. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of diverse colors that was on her head and laid her hand on her head and went on crying. Okay. Yes, she did. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. She did. I can imagine her crying. You know, she probably didn't want anybody to even hear her crying, but she was just so hurt she couldn't help but to cry. And someone had did that to her. In other words, he did some ungodly things to her. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. And that was her own kin people that hurt even the more. Can you imagine Jenadab? Okay, he should have been telling him, don't do this. This is your sister. But he was encouraging him to do it. Hallelujah. So, you know, he listened to that. Him and he was ungodly and he was ungodly, both of them. Hallelujah. They ain't had no Jesus in them because they did it when they did what they did. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 20. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, has Amnon thy brother been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother's Absalom house. You know, she didn't tell anybody. She did not tell anybody. He told her not to tell anybody. You know what? Absalom was really mad. He was upset about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wasn't going to let it get away with that. He was not. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very, very, very wroth. And Absalom spoke unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. See, he didn't like it. He did not. After that, he didn't like his own brother. But understand. He hated what he had did to his sister, because in other words, he did ungodly things to her. And he didn't like it when he came and his sister, they're crying and screaming like that, because of what he had done. That was awful. So what he did, he told her, you know, don't say anything to anybody. Yes, David was upset about it, but I don't see anything here. Amen, glory to God, because he did anything. But Amnon, he knew better. That was his half-sister. So what was going on then? Amen, we're going to talk a little bit about this. Amen, we'll try to finish it. Amen. What was going on then when Absalom saw her? He said, you know, go and stay in my house. He said, go stay in my house. Don't say nothing to nobody about it. You know, sometimes people tell you to keep quiet. Hallelujah. They said, what goes on in this house stays in this house. But that's how so many times, you know, children get in trouble with people and family. They doing ungodly things to children and different things. And they say, what goes on in this house, you know, it stays in this house, you know, back in those days. But if it's something you need to tell, I encourage you to, you can trust somebody to tell it so it'll stop. Hallelujah, my God. Listen, people, listen to your children. Listen what they have to tell you. Don't always tell them, yeah, it's okay, you know. Go on, you're all right. You don't want to hear the truth. But listen, I encourage you, parents, sit down and talk to your children. Listen to them when they have something to tell you, because you don't know what it is that they want to tell you. So many times if you're watching all these shows that's going on TV and you're just showing your children, well, go on now. I'm watching my show. I don't want to hear it right now. Go on. And then they go off brokenhearted, glory to God. And they wanted to tell you something that happened. Each and every day you should sit down with your children and talk to them and listen to them and see what they got to tell you, glory to God, because it's what they got to tell you. You can do something about it before it gets worse. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. You got to listen. Talk to them each and every day. See what's going on in their mind. See what happened. You know, what happened at school today? Hallelujah. What happened, amen, when you went to visit grandma? You know, what happened when you went to visit grandpa? What happened when you went to visit uncles and aunties and stopped letting your children go anywhere and not knowing, hallelujah, who they inviting over there? Be careful about those things. Hallelujah. Be careful. Just be careful. And it came to pass, hallelujah, glory to God, after he forced his sister, you know, Absalom he went on about his very, very merry business. He didn't say a word. He didn't dislike him. He didn't cut him down. He didn't say, well, I'm going to kill him. He didn't say none of that. He just went on for about 2 years. So he was getting ready, hallelujah, for sheep shearing season had came around. Oh, my God, my God. He was getting ready to shave his sheep. Hallelujah. So he asked David, said, David, you know, his dad, David, he said, Dad, won't you let, you know, Amnon and all y'all come on over here and help us. You know, it's sheep shearing season. So come on and help us, you know. And he wanted everybody to come and help him. But see, he had an edge. He was not going to really shear sheep. He was going to shear a sheep, but it wasn't going to be a lot of sheep. But see, he knew that David wasn't going to leave all his women and all his concubines and all that stuff, you know, unguarded. So what David told him, he said, no, he said, we need to stay here, okay? We need to stay here. I thank for the offer, but we're going to stay here. But he said, well, Dad, if you're not coming, then send Amnon. Let Amnon come and help us. Glory to God. You see, Absalom wasn't through with what had happened to his sister. He was mad still, but he waited 2 years, hallelujah, before he even, you know, got even with him. He's okay, his time is coming. He ain't going to get away with what he did to my sister. Oh, my God, my God. So he told David, just send him on over here and let Amnon help us out over here. Glory to God. So what he did, Amnon did go over to help David out. And Absalom had already gave them, told them what to do. He gave them instructions. Okay, listen, kill it. Oh, my God. Don't let them not get away. Let them not get away. Hallelujah. He said, go ahead. In other words, take him out because of what he did to my sister. And he thought he had forgot about it, but he didn't forget about it. He remembered it after 2 years. So when he went over there to help him shear the sheep, hallelujah, they killed him. And then David got the word, and he thought that everybody that went over there, you know, they were dead, amen, and all his sons was dead. So David was sad. He rent his clothes, and he put on ashes. Oh, my God. He thought everybody was dead. But then here comes alone, amen, who was, he came alone, and he said, well, you know, don't think too much into it. Everybody may not be dead. Hallelujah. But then he learned that Absalom wasn't dead. It was just Amnon. Hallelujah. After what he had done. So he wasn't dead. But he stayed away for a while. Absalom didn't go back for a while. He stayed away because he knew if he went back, there's no telling what would have happened, you know, and all that he needed forgiveness and all that different stuff. So he stayed away from him for a while. Hallelujah. Move forward to God. But then he accepted him back. But, you know, just think about it now. After all that happened, hallelujah. Now, I understand. Now, you know, if that had been some of y'all, you know, and if somebody did that to your sister, you would have said, well, I'm going to cut him, I'm going to kill him. Amen. In four different ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he waited until the appropriate time for him. Amen. And then he was going to take him out. Glory to God. But you know what? He didn't do that. He didn't do it. He waited. And then he killed him when he went over to heaven with the sheep shearing. Hallelujah. Because he was still upset because Tamar was living in his house. Can you imagine how she was still feeling? And she was a virgin, hallelujah. Well, we don't know. We won't see her anymore. It didn't say amen to whether she, you know, had child or what. It didn't say, hallelujah, glory to God. But you can always speculate. But I'm not going to add and take nothing away from the word of God. But guess what? He got even with him. He killed him, hallelujah, because he had made his sister lie with him, pretending he was sick. Hallelujah. And taking ungodly counsel. So be careful about going and asking people who don't have one iota, hallelujah, what's really going on. You've been married 6 years, and I've been married 36 years. Now, which one is going to tell the story? The 36 years of the 6 years, hallelujah. And be not ashamed to go to the ones that has been married 36 years, godly counseling, not ungodly counseling. Hallelujah. If you're having problems in your marriage, you need to go to someone who can help you and tell them what's going on, glory to God, and how you need help, and let them walk you through the process. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so many times people are so ashamed to go and tell people what's going on, for real, for real. They'll cut all the way around it and, oh, I'm doing good. All is great. Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can look like $1 million on the inside. On the outside, yes, glory to God. And you toe up from the floor up on the inside. Hallelujah. So be not ashamed to go and tell somebody to help you out. I need some help. Huh? I need some godly counsel. I'm not going to listen at these people over here, and they've been having marriage problems, glory to God, and then they're going to try to tell me what to do, and they ain't been married that long. Oh, no, that ain't happening. Hallelujah. I don't know how we got here, but let's just roll with it, glory to God, because someone, amen, been holding back. Hallelujah, glory to God. But what you need to do on today is get some godly counsel, not ungodly counsel. Hallelujah. It can help you to stay together. It'll help you to be together. You know, sometimes God has to check you first and get you right. And then he'll check the spouse and get them right. Because guess what happens? Because when they see you living, then they going to want to be it. They going to want to be what you're living. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. So don't be afraid. Hallelujah. We're living in this season now where people don't want to call people to get help. They're talking about they spread so much of their business. Nah, it ain't like that. Everybody don't spread your business. Hallelujah. Now, you can go to them that's having problems in their marriage and some of them been married even 10 years, 11, 12. They don't know nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They don't know nothing. But them that, you know, been married 36 years can tell you something. You're living in a fallen world right now. Hallelujah. And the devil is loose because he's trying to break up every marriage that he can break up. He don't want to see you raising the family up in the Lord. Come on now. Glory to God. Do you think it? He don't want to see that. He don't want to see that, glory to God, your children growing up and to be, amen, a pastor or a prophet or whatever God's calling them to be. He don't want to see that. Hallelujah. I don't know how we got here, but anyway, hallelujah, somebody needs this. So you better grab hold to it today. I'm telling you, he don't want to see that. He don't want to see you living right, doing right, living a righteous lifestyle of living. Hallelujah. You ain't bound down with the sin and the cares of this world. He don't want to see that. Hallelujah. But God wants to see you doing that. He wants to see you doing all that so it won't fall down on your children and children. So be conscious of the decision that you make today. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Somebody's going to reap it on tomorrow. Good God Almighty. So just be careful. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Understand. Don't take no ungodly counsel. Whatever it may be, don't take no ungodly counsel. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray, Lord God, that everyone heard the word on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to know that they know that they know to stay connected to you, Lord God, and not, Lord God, connected to the enemy and connected to sin. Father God, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let them seek you in the godly counsel and not the ungodly counsel, Lord. Whoever, Lord God, needed the word, Lord, that I brought forth, Lord God, about the marriage, Lord, let them receive it wholeheartedly, Lord, and get help right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. God is real and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Don't forget, amen, about the shows that's coming up. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, Apostle and Pastor, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, they come by hearing, none other than 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Prophetess Martha Williams, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So please keep all this in mind and know that Jesus is Lord and he is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Now, I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus in pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. He is worthy. Amen. Just quieten yourself and, you know, just check yourself and make sure that you're saved, that you're saved, that you're saved. You're living that right lifestyle. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that you don't make mistakes. Hallelujah. But just you repent, get up, and keep it moving. Glory to God. Don't wallow in it. You know your turn and don't do it no more. Hallelujah. If it even comes back up again, said, I repented and I'm not going to do that again. Glory to God and keep it moving. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Into what you want me to be, O God. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, Lord, and I give my life to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood washed, born believer. Jesus is Lord of your life. Get in a Bible believing church. Amen. And read your Bible daily so you can get even deeper into the Word of God. You'll know, amen, hallelujah, know him for yourself. And you can see the examples and, you know, how you're supposed to live and what you're supposed to do, glory to God. And don't think, you know, people say, well, they can't have no fun. Yes, you can have fun, but just let it be clean fun. You know, don't just jump in everything, each and everything, glory to God, because you can't live like that, hallelujah. You can't live, amen, glory to God. And, you know, some people say what it is, you can't live like the devil and expect heaven's blessings, hallelujah. Don't work like that. But that's what you can do. You can get anchored in the Lord and you can see, amen, how you're supposed to live and things you can do. And, you know, just don't do anything that you think is sin. Then don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. Now we're going to give the benediction and get out of here. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.